104.7 Adelaide's Triple M ruined it for breakfast. Roo, let's go straight to Barcelona now. This terrible situation overnight, the terrorist attack. An Australian lady was just 100 metres away, Susan McLean, and she joins us now. Susan, thank you so much. What did you see? I imagine just absolute terror and bedlam.
It was. We were around the corner from Los Ramblas on an adjacent street that went into Plaza Catalunya, which is the big square that Los Ramblas runs into. And all of a sudden, there was just this tidal wave of people running towards us, screaming, crying and yelling.
Did you see, were there families or what sort of people go to this strip?
If you can imagine, like, it's the Arundel Mall of Barcelona, obviously. Yep. A lot more elaborate, bigger, etc. But when you go to Barcelona, you go to Los Ramblas. And it's full of shops, it's full of restaurants. And if you can imagine the gates of the Oval opening after a test and everyone leaving, that's what it's like walking down Los Ramblas in August.
Yeah. I've heard reports this morning that shopkeepers were very accommodating, opened their doors and said to people, quickly come in here and stay safe and that sort of thing. What has been the mood of the people?
Oh, look, we sheltered in a shop. All the shops in Barcelona have steel shutters on them. That's just how they are. So basically, when people were running and screaming, the shopkeepers were just pulling us inside, and then the shutters went down, and we stayed there for about half an hour.
You didn't see the van or anything like that, did you, Susan?
No, because we were around the corner from that, so we saw all the cars stopped on the street. The hop on, hop off bus was sort of stopped in the middle of the street. We could see the police and the ambulance, and all of that, and hear the sirens, of course, but. You know, luckily we did not see the carnage.
Without getting too morbid, I imagine with 12 people having lost their lives, they're saying up to 50 injured. I imagine people just laying everywhere in this area.
It was horrible. The first that I saw on the television, which you won't see because now the second wave of it has all these the bodies blocked out, was terrible. Mm. And I'm an ex-police officer, they were dead bodies. Yeah. I knew that. Clearly that's been worked out now and they've got them, you know, blurred out. But there is a lot of confronting footage of what happened, and it reminded me of the situation we had in Bourke Street in Melbourne where all those people were run down.
Sure. Susan, are you there on holiday? What reason are you in Barcelona?
Yeah, part of a European holiday with my husband.
Okay. Susan, thanks for taking our call. Not very, very nice circumstances, I know, and thanks so much for talking to us.
No, that's my pleasure.
There you go. Susan McLean, who's an Australian tourist over there in Barcelona.
Not exactly what you plan for on holidays, is it?
Not at all.